What's the body count today?
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, it's a little bit hard to get started in a new year. I don't know about you, Scott, but...
Happy New Year! Did that help?
No, it did not help at all. It did not help. Maybe I feel this every year, but... You know, it's like you spend all that time getting ready for Christmas and then Christmas doesn't go quite how you think it's going to go. It's not that resting time. You know, I just picture myself after Christmas with my feet up and, you know, eating leftover sugar cookies and kind of enjoying that. And it didn't go like that. And So now we're like looking at the 2023 and like, well, guess I got to take down the decorations, you know, and Guess I got to think about work, you know, and all those things. So it was, I don't want to say it's different because I feel like every Christmas is different. We were sick, from Thanksgiving on. Even now, I group text my kids and I'm like, what's the body count today? And they're like, oh, Cohen was feeling better. He threw up. Or, you know, they bring him over to our house because, you know, and Ben's wife isn't feeling good. So the kids are fine, you know, and then they go home. And then the next morning we get Renly and Hudson both threw up last night. But I have not gotten it yet. I mean, Debbie has a little bit, but I haven't gotten it at all. Even our dog is sick. I mean, that is just bad. On a lighter note, Scott, how was your Christmas?
We managed to avoid most of the sickness. My son Will got sick for a little while, but it wasn't horrible. We've had those Christmases where everybody's thrown up and you just want the next New Year to come and leave Christmas behind. So that is no fun. We had a good time. It was kind of a blur. Yeah, it all went so fast. And we didn't really ever finish putting up our decorations because we did so much decorating at my father-in-law's house that, like, I just didn't have the will to do it at our place. And my wife was so busy with her work. And our kids had this play. And, you know, it was like
everything was... So there's just like a bare Christmas tree leaning against your family room wall?
We got the tree up and we got the stockings up. And that's and I put one little sign up out by the front door. And that was it. That was it. Yes. I think it says, oh, holy night. But
there you go.
But that was about it. And the kids got presents. So that's, we managed to make the bare minimum kind of happen.
Yeah. Well, our decorations are all put away. So we're ready to go.
Mercy. Ours are not put away yet.
And we have lots of decorations. I mean, Debbie said, next year we're decorating November the 1st. I'm like, honey, that is really early. She goes, I don't care. She goes, it just goes so fast when we do all that effort and then you have to take him down again. So
yes.
I don't know if we'll make it November the 1st. That does seem pretty early. So even New Year's Eve. I mean, so the way it played out was, you know, Christmas Day, we had the magic. Everybody came over in the morning. We opened presents. It's a lot of fun. And then the plan was around 4 o'clock, we were going to leave. We were going to go down to Indianapolis, which is a couple hours away. We were going to go to my mother-in-law's and my aunt's house. And so we're all excited about that because that's always fun. But Jed didn't feel well. And he seemed, you know, you have some kids who look like they're dying and some kids that could be impaled by a spike and they just, how you doing? Fine. You know, Jed's one of those kids. So he didn't complain. He just didn't seem right. And, you know, then checked his head and it's hot and So we said, we're not going to go down there. And so I stayed with Jed, and then we sat on the couch for the next 2 days doing nothing. You know, I didn't feel like I could just go be busy and do things. And then so New Year's Eve, we thought the plan was Sam's wife, McKenna, her whole family and half the county get hotel rooms up at in Amish country and make a fun night of it. You know, they do fun things like bingo every hour and things like that. The hotel does. But we missed that as well. And instead, just Debbie and I went over to Catherine and Josh's house and had New Year's Eve with them. And that was fun, actually. It was, but it was low key, not what we anticipated.
Wow.
And here we are back in 2023. But the good news is, Scott, you know, this, you probably didn't know this because you probably didn't have like a paper chain hanging around your house and keeping track of it. But this begins our 20th year of Family Man Ministries.
Wow.
Boom. Isn't that awesome. Amazing? I almost hesitate to like say much about it because I don't want anybody listening to go, you guys have been doing this for 20 years. Good grief. Do you have any grasp on reality anymore of what it's like? You know, I don't, it's like when you pick up a book and you go, this looks like a good one. This was published in 1978. And then you put it back down.
Timeless truths. That's timeless what we do here.
From Todd. Yeah. Yeah. So it's hard to believe that we started this thing that long ago.
Wow.
Little would we have known that it would become this amazing thing.
Yes. How long did Debbie give you when you first started?
We were going to do it for a year. Because, I mean, we didn't have anything. We had zero. I had quit my job, you know, as a pastor.
There wasn't even an internet back then.
Barely. Right. Barely an internet. And, you know, we're thinking, okay, we didn't know what it was going to look like. We didn't know it was going to be Family Man Ministries. It was just, we were just starting. And we started this little, I remember it was right around Christmas time. We were at their house and I picked up Debbie's folks, their church directory. And it had emails in there, you know, because we didn't know any better back then. And now you have to have a password to get into your church, you know, to get an email.
Right.
But back then, you know, so they published them all. And my parents' directory had published all theirs. And then I had all the ones at the church I was at. I think it was like 172 or 170. And so I wrote an email to all the dads, all the men. I mean, I didn't even know if they got emails. I just went by their address. And I said, hey, I'm starting this thing called the Family Man. And if you'd like to get off, you can. But this is my plan. I'm just going to write emails once a week to encourage dads. And that's how it started. And here we are. But what we decided, you know, we're kind of like, I thought maybe I'd be like this author and, you know, I'd write the great American novel and everybody would pound on my door for the next one to make it into a movie. And but nobody cared, you know, about anything I wrote. So it just kind of kept going this direction. And until, you know, you kind of realize this is what you were made for. But when we started, I mean, we went cold turkey, like nothing. We had just a little, and I've told the story before, we had a little bit of savings, not very much, but 6 months prior to our leaving, and we'd given our church, maybe 3 months prior to our leaving, we'd given the church 6 months, said we were going to leave in 6 months. My wife found a tax error that we had made, and we'd never gotten a tax return ever. It was always, you know, we either didn't know or we owed a little bit. We had a mistake, and we got a tax return of $10,000. It was amazing. Mm. God just took care of us. And what we said is like, let's give it a year. My wife was the one who really instigated it, said, we can do it for a year. I think we could do it for a year. $17,000. That's what we were going to do it on. I had five kids at the time and said, I think we can do it for a year. How about we just go? And I said, okay, let's do it. And so after about 5, 6, 7 months, I don't know how many months, but in the middle, I got to the point where I felt like this pressure. It felt like this clock that was ticking. Yeah. I mean, I still didn't. I only made $2,000 the whole first year. And I did everything. I mean, you wanted your grass cut, I cut your grass. If you wanted, I mean, we had these little, we had planted, not on purpose, but we did, but not thinking we were going to do this. But I'd always wanted to plant birdhouse gourds. You know, they're those kind of, you know, those big kind of hollow gourds that rattle when you shake them, and people cut a hole in and make a birdhouse. So we, at some point, we had painted them, and somebody said, "Oh, those are cool." And so we had this little stand out in our yard. We had this little tent thing, and we had these birdhouse gourds, and I think we sold three. So we were doing anything for a buck.
Was that Ben's first job?
Probably.
Selling birdhouse gourds.
Yes. It's not a resume builder. But I said, how about we just go until we can't go any longer? And I always said, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. And so here we are on January the 4th, 2023, as we record this, and we're still going.
And we're done now. That was it.
So good night. Goodbye. Farewell. Wow. So we're still doing it. This is the 20th year, so it's amazing. But I did notice, Scott, by the way, if you wanted any UDAD daily calendar and you didn't get one for Christmas, you're out of luck. They're all gone. So
that's good.
Do it quicker next year. It is good for us. I wish it were not, I wish you had a little bit, because I'm going to get a bunch of dads I know who say, like, hey, do you have any calendars left? I really wanted one, but we didn't, because they are hard to get rid of when you don't sell them, because they're not good for anything. So you just have to throw them away. They're not like books that you can, put on the shelf.
I use my old ones. I use them for little notes and stuff. Yeah.
I still do. In fact, I have mine right in front of me that I still write notes on the back. But I noticed that on the very first welcome page, I messed, not a typo. I left a whole thing from last year. I don't know what I was thinking. My daughter, Catherine, who proofs it, she saw it, but didn't say anything. And it says, hey, we had a trivia contest, which we had a trivia contest last year to see who would get the most trivia. And of course you can't. I didn't want to do it 2 years in a row, but I left the intro in it. And so my big mistake. So got anything coming up, Scott? Because, I didn't really have a lot to talk about today, except, just starting the new. I like this time where you feel like you just got back from vacation. And I always want to say, so what'd you do?
Well, the first thing I was going to say, I just want to make sure everybody hears, if they didn't, the goat made it this year. So was pretty cool. Even all the way through New Year's, and they took it down. It didn't burn at all.
I did send you a picture.
Yes.
And I was a little concerned because there was like this little brown spot. I wonder if that's the fire retardant that dripped off of it.
That could be. I'm not sure.
Because there's like this burnt looking area.
If somebody burned something there, at the end, that would be kind of lame. But
yeah. Even though I don't know why they don't burn it down at the end. I mean, it's like a steel frame. Why don't they just gather everybody and Lichtenstein?
I don't know why it isn't a tradition to burn it, but anyway.
Yeah.
Enough of the goat. It made it. That's cool.
But it made it. That was fun to watch.
And Christmas was kind of chaotic. And now, I've been sort of dreading this next section of time because we're demolishing our basement in 2 weeks. Like, they're coming to tear down the walls and put beams up and plastic sheeting and whatever to basically firm up our foundation on at least 2, maybe 3 walls. But we have to have 5 feet or 4 feet worth of space around all of the inside walls to be able to dig a trench there and put all kinds of stuff in and whatever. Anyway, we're gutting our basement, and we don't have an extra floor's worth of space to just put stuff in. So we're going to rent a storage facility to put some stuff in, and we're going to actually, I don't know if we're going to rent one or if we're just going to cram it at my father-in-law's place, 'cause he might have some room for us. But, we're looking at the cheapest ways to do this stuff and make our house keep standing livable for 2023.
Yeah. Wow. That's a biggie. So when does that begin?
The 16th, I believe. Although we just figured out yesterday that that's Martin Luther King Day. So we don't know if they're actually coming that day or if that's a holiday and they're coming the next day, or if they're going to say, well, we don't have you on the books. Don't know. Maybe next year. Hopefully they won't do that.
Oh man, that's it. So what will they end up doing?
They're going to reinforce the walls, put in a whole new drainage system, and guarantee that it will never get a drop of water in here again. That's the main part for me. As long as it never gets wet again, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
But then when we get done with the whole thing, then we're left with just a bare basement. And we're going to have an electrician come in and do all the wiring and stuff. And then I and my son are going to attempt to learn how to do all the framing and drywall stuff ourselves.
That'll be awesome.
I don't think so, but it'll, I've allowed my wife to convince me that we could figure it out somehow.
Yeah, you'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
If anybody lives in the Cincinnati area, though, who is like a framer, which we probably have some guys down there, get a hold of Scott. Maybe you could offer your expertise, because there, I know there are some tricks. It does help if you have someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Not that you can figure it out.
Hmm. YouTube has been very helpful to me in the past. And usually when I look at it, like I if I see something where I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. Like we were looking at possibly getting one of these sheds for the backyard and to store stuff in. And we're just watching the little video on this one we were looking at possibly buying. And they're talking about, well, to make sure you don't have water in here, you got to put gravel down and then build this floor. And I'm like, that's way too much work. Not that I couldn't do that, but in the next 2 weeks while we're also cleaning out the basement, right. No way. Like that's not happening. So I'm usually pretty good at being able to look at it and say, okay, can I manage this? And I was worried because Jen was, I'm like, hun, I've never, like, I don't cut wood perfectly. I don't have a saw. I don't do this stuff. You know, I mean, I know I get the idea of measure twice, cut once, that kind of stuff. But like, you know, if it's like got to be millimeter specific on the frame and stuff, you don't want me doing this. You know, we still have, I use as a reminder when we redid our bathroom, her aunt had redone their whole house and they had an extra medicine cabinet that was really pretty, like $300 medicine cabinet. Jen wanted me to paint it white with a brush and a bucket of paint. And I'm like, honey, that's not going to look good. This is beautifully stained. It was $300. It's really nice. Well, why don't we just leave it? She said, no, I want everything to be white. It'll be beautiful. I'm like, you don't understand. I don't do paint really well. And she pointed out that there's like little drip looking spots here and there. And then I'm like, that's what you get when you have your husband who doesn't do this stuff. Do it, you know? And so I'm like, honey, remember the medicine cabinet? You want the whole basement to look like that?
Yeah, that's right. Red Green, you say, if the women don't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy.
Yes.
but you lean more towards the good looks side.
I did at one point.
Those are awesome though. Those are really, I love that kind of stuff. I know it's a big hassle. I mean, not the part where they have to come in and do all that, but the projects that you do together.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling my kids that I don't know the name of the dad, but some dad sent me an email years ago, and he was saying that he and his father worked on their basement and they were putting up some kind of paneling or wall board. And it was all obvious direction that all it went, you know, from floor to ceiling, the pattern did. Mm-hmm. And he said he and his dad were doing it, and he left and he came back and his dad had hung a piece where the pattern was going side to side, you know? And he said, you know, I decided to leave it just so every time I look at it, I can remember that my dad and I did this. And I thought, that is, that's so D, you know, that's just awesome. I love, you know, cause you and your son will have to sign like inside the 2x4s when you close up the wall, when you put drywall over it or whatever. I mean, I love that. I mean, my house is filled with those kind of things. I mean, under every piece, there's a marker that says Dad and Abe built it in, you know, 2002. And I just think someday that, you know, some guy who is really good will tear ours down and they'll see that little note that says Dad and Abe built it 2002. And they won't think much about it, but it will, you know, it serves as a reminder of something that's eternal, which I think is pretty cool.
That is cool. Well, we're going to hang all the drywall sideways, I think. Just
do it. Just do it diagonally.
There you go.
Do it diagonally.
Ooh.
And then your wife will forget that paint job, and you'll say, remember the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was always my nightmare, that like this old house would one day come to our house, you know, 50 years from now and go, I don't know what the guy was thinking when he built this, but this is junk.
We kept hoping that the Extreme Makeover folks would show up at our house one day, but they haven't yet.
Didn't your kids do like a sad video of, my dad, he lost his arm in the war. He's never been able to provide for us. You got to have a sad story to get on those.
Right. So. We don't. But I'm like just lazy. That's all.
So do you have anything you're, well, that's a big thing. That's overwhelmingly big, actually.
Hopefully not overwhelming, but we'll get there.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
I know. Shush.
It will be. When your wife goes, so when do you think you'll have it done? You'll go, have it done. I barely started.
I did say, I was like, but do we get to get a nail gun out of this? She's like, yes, get a nail gun. I'm like, sweet. So hopefully we won't end up with nails in our heads or anything.
Yeah. You should like have my son come down. Abe could do the whole thing for you.
Sweet.
He's good. He's
will he good. Work for a pizza and a bottle of pop?
Probably not. That's the problem. Yeah. Once they get jobs, you know, their kindness goes away. Like,
I'm busy dad.
Exactly. I make money now. They pay me. Yes. So anyway,
what's your new year look like?
You know, it's not super busy, which is good. I mean, we got some projects we need to work on, Family Man stuff. I have a speaking thing next weekend. And by the way, if you live within a couple hundred miles of Milford, Indiana, up by Northern Indiana, and you'd like me to come to speak your group or even Zoom speak, I'd love to do that. Always need places to do that at, and we love it. And that's what we do. But I'd really like to go somewhere warm soon. So if you live in Florida and you want a speaker, contact me. We'll work something out because we're already, even though, because it was cold, like Christmas, Christmas weekend was super, super cold. Right now it's like, it's probably 70 degrees where you're at, isn't it?
Close. It got up to 60 something.
It was past 60 here.
Well, when it got super cold, I woke up the morning, you know, of the big freeze, and it was -8, and it didn't get in the positive digits, I don't think, that whole day. And then like 2 days later, it was almost 70 or 3 days, whatever it was. I mean, I'm like, how? And then when it got cold, it dropped like 50 degrees in like 8 hours.
I know. That was amazing.
It's crazy, man.
But, so did you get anything good for Christmas, or was there any highlight Christmas gift?
I got a couple of guitar pedals. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah? And that's like what looks like an organ pedal, only it connects to your guitar?
You really don't know what
it controls things, right?
It helps shape the sound. One of them I actually got is basically, you know what an equalizer is from your stereo? Yeah. It's one of those, but for guitar. So.
Oh, really? So it's just a box. So it has nothing like a pedal. Yeah, it's a little
box that you click on and off. Well, I know what
you're saying. You use it with your foot?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what are you doing when they're clicking those? What is it? Softens it? Does it?
Most of them, most guys are using some sort of distortion type pedal or overdrive, they call it at times, depending on which brand or whatever, which basically makes it fuzzier sounding. They're all of those pedals are trying to emulate the original tube breakup sound that they got when the first amps were made with these, what they call tubes or valves, if you're from England, like vacuum tubes for the power. And they were supposed to just make a nice clean sound of your guitar sound coming through this, but louder. Somebody figured out along the way that if you turn the gain up on it a little bit and drive that sound a little harder, the tubes make this sort of distorted rock and roll kind of breakup sound for your
guitar. And that's what you're looking for.
And that's what you get. And it's that really, it the harder you hit it, the harder it distorts. And all those, for every distortion pedal since the beginning of time, is trying to emulate that sound. So
it's kind of like that old fashioned where you're trying to get that Hammond B organ sound.
Something like that. Yeah.
I get it. So it's kind of a rock and roll thing.
Yes. And there's lots of other pedals. There's ones that do echoes and ones that do the wah effect and, you know, all that stuff. I won't keep talking about it though, because there's probably like two guys who care and they already know all about this stuff.
That's right. Well, my gift was for my son, Abe. And he gave me we're big Disney World fans. You know that. Mm-hmm. He gave me a sign. My favorite ride is the Country Bear Jamboree, which is this, animatronics, bears. It's kind of old fashioned. My kids can barely make it through, but I love it. And so Abe has made these big wooden signs. He's done them from other places for other people. And he made one for me. It's probably about, I don't know, 3.5 feet long. And it's amazing. It looks just like the real deal. And, you know, it feels kind of nostalgic. So that was fun. I was surprised by it because he's been working on it for a long time.
Sweet.
And so that was fun. Well, Scott, that's about it for this first show of 2023. I know there's a lot of dad work to do in the coming year. And I was just looking at my daily calendar. And it said, I'm trying to find it. It said on the very first page, because I follow it too. It says that, so it begins. Dad, if I were to tell you that this is your last year with your family, how would you live it? I'd like to think I'd be Mr. Fun Dad and go out with a blaze of dadness, but I know me. So I think I'd like to be available, aware, forgiving, and long-suffering. I'd say sure more often, let things slide more often, hug and smile more often. I don't know what this year holds, but I think you and I should be aware that it might be our last. And that's the great kind of stuff you can get on our calendar. But, you know, that's not a bad thought. And so, Dad, maybe we leave it at that because we don't know what the year holds. And I know you can't live in that moment, but at least I'd like to kind of be aware, you know, that when my hard son is hard, that maybe I would be a little more gracious. Not angry so long, forgive more easily, maybe let some things slide that aren't big deals, not get caught up in the things that I think are so important when they want to do something that they want to do. I know, like my son Jed yesterday said, hey, Dad, do you want to play bumper pool? And we've got this old bumper pool table that Debbie had when she was a little girl in their house in Indianapolis, down in the basement in their romper room. I was at our house and I was too busy, but I need to be a little more aware of those times because who knows what the year holds, but we know who holds the year. So Dad, have a great week. You know, if you haven't gone in full bore yet to starting the new year, maybe just relax a little bit more, sit on your couch, eat those leftover sugar cookies, enjoy your family, play that game that they got for Christmas and have been asking you to do, or do that little thing your wife has been asking you to do, take down the decorations together, do the tree, whatever. Which reminds me, if you got a live tree, last year was the first year I did it, and I started way too late, but I'm cutting off a little sliver each time, you know, about, 3/8 of an inch thick, and my plan is I'm going to drill a hole through them someday, and I'll have a record of all our Christmas trees. I'll label them. But do that. You know, and I know it's stupid, but do it anyway. Do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stop.